Let us pray. Holy Spirit, fall upon us now in this moment and lift us up through Christ to the Father. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, like most of us, my oldest daughter, Alethea, whose permission I got to bring her into the sermon, my oldest daughter, Alethea, began learning to write simple block letters in kindergarten and in the first grade. And she would sit at the kitchen table, furrow her brow, bite her lip, and the large pencil would tremble in her left hand as she would hover it over the page. She would twist her face and struggle to scrawl out odd facsimiles of A, B, C. But as Alethea has matured and moved through second into third grade, her penmanship has blossomed, 3 years in a row winning the handwriting award. And her teacher has begun teaching her cursive. In second grade, her teacher started already by putting copybooks in front of her. Now, the pages of copybooks, as you probably remember, have these tracked lines of faded letters, sample sentences. To learn the difficult loops and curls, Alethea has to trace over the lines of the elegant script. And at first, as she tried to follow along in the copybook and connect all the dots or all the tracked lines, her cursive wobbled across the page. But letter by letter, with much practice, Alethea has learned to connect the words in a smooth and in a stylish manner. She's learned how to write in cursive. Now, sisters and brothers, we American Christians are bad at cursive. We're not very good at one of the harder realities of life, something that goes beyond kindergarten and first grade in the Christian life. We have a hard time with unjust suffering. As a prosperous nation, we can barely scrawl out simple block letters, and you know, much less the difficult loops and slides and curls of elegant living. We have this strange idea that Christianity is about receiving and getting our best life now. We assume that Jesus came to make our lives easy and happy. We read scripture about Jesus' victory over death, and we imagine that these scriptures record promises of lives without pain. Now, to be sure, we can do a little bit of suffering's cursive, but only if it's our own fault. I did something wrong. I had to suffer the consequences. I ate a dozen donuts. I got sick. I stole money from the cash register. I got fired. I told a lie. My girlfriend dumped me. Those kind of things. We can make sense of that kind of suffering. I did something, and now here's the consequence. That we can write out in cursive. But much of life's suffering is not our fault. There are many events and struggles that sidestep fairness and blister us for no good reason. In our epistle reading, St. Peter describes such experiences that some of his readers actually endured as quite literal slavery. St. Peter describes such experiences as enduring pain while suffering unjustly. The Anglican priest and spiritual director Reginald Somerset Ward called these experiences humiliations on the way. St. Peter's readers didn't do anything to deserve slavery. We didn't do anything to deserve stage 4 prostate cancer. We didn't do anything to deserve our friends telling tales behind our backs. We didn't do anything to deserve the boss's favoritism towards the good old boys at work. And our pride prickles at the injustice of it all. I don't deserve this. And so when the pain comes, we are baffled. We don't know how to connect the slanting letters. Someone cheats us, the tree falls on our foot, a job disappears, and it's not our fault. And we scream and we rant, this isn't fair. And our living goes sloppy. Our cursive wobbles all over the page. But in our epistle reading this morning, Jesus gives us a copybook to teach us how to write in cursive, how to suffer unjust suffering. St. Peter uses a rare, specific word in verse 21 to make this point. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example. In Greek, an hypogrammos, an example that you should follow in his steps. An hypogrammos in the Hellenistic world was a kind of copybook page that teachers would put before students to help them trace out their Greek letters. Literally, it's the underwriting. So often there would be a kind of, it'd be like a wax tablet, and you would have the letters kind of engraved above it, and you would practice on the wax, and then erase it and try again. But very similar to the copybook. Occasionally, they would even have, apparently, letters that had kind of like the tracked lines that you would write over. Jesus, says St. Peter, gives you and me a copybook to follow in suffering, to trace over in suffering. He gives us his faded tracks across the page, the dashes that loop and slide. Jesus did not deserve the Roman flagellum tearing the flesh from his body. Jesus did not deserve the iron spikes boring through his wrists. Jesus did not deserve hanging naked before the legionnaires, who no doubt made jokes about his circumcision. Jesus did not deserve his rib cage wheezing for breath. Jesus did not deserve the rocks, the spit, and the worded barbs hurled his way. Jesus did not deserve to die. And yet on the cross, he gives us a copybook for suffering, for unjust suffering. Jesus is patient. He prays for his enemies. Jesus blesses those who persecute him. Jesus refuses to scream, curse, or damn the soldiers, the chief priests, Pilate, or his own treacherous disciples. He is alone. He deserves none of this. And yet he suffers patiently. He doesn't rage about how his angels are going to cut down all the maggots squatting around the cross. Instead, Jesus writes out his cursive prayers to his Father. My God, why have you forsaken me? Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. This is how you respond to unjust suffering. This is how you walk through the valley of the shadow of death. This is your pattern for living when life goes sideways. This is it. When something happens and it's not your fault. Copy Jesus cursive, says St. Peter. Peter writes, for one is approved if, mindful of God, he endures pain while suffering unjustly. For what credit is it if, when you do wrong and are beaten for it, you take it patiently? But if, when you do right and suffer for it, you take it patiently, you have God's approval. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, an hypogrammos, that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, no guile was found on his lips. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but he trusted to him who judges justly. When you suffer unjustly, trace over Jesus' cursive lines. Sisters and brothers, you are no longer in kindergarten or first grade. It's time to grow up into second and third grade, to participate in Jesus' suffering on the cross. Acknowledge the pain, acknowledge the injustice, for it is unjust. Don't pretend that it's not, oh, it's all okay. No, it's not. But don't lie, don't shout back, don't revile, don't threaten. Offer all of your suffering to your Father in heaven in prayer. And pray for your enemies. Pray for your enemies. And you say, well, Father Nevada, I can't do that. I can't write in cursive. I can barely scrawl life's letters as I hold that big pencil in my left hand. There's no way I can be patient in suffering. It hurts so much and it's so unfair and I am so angry. I know. But you are not helpless. Jesus' own cursive suffering gives you not only the pattern, but also the baptismal power to write your life in loops and slides and curls. St. Peter finishes our reading this morning. He himself, Jesus, bore our sins in his body on the tree that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. For you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls. By the power of the Holy Spirit, Jesus' wounds heal our sin sickness so that we can respond to our own wounds with patience. The 15th century English mystic Marjorie of Kemp once heard Jesus speak this hard word to her soul. Patience is worth more than miracles doing. Daughter, it is worth more to me that thou suffer despites, scorns, shames, reproofs, and wrongs than if thy head were stricken off 3 times a day, every day in 7 years. We all have moments in life when we suffer unjustly. And sometimes we're not sure what to do about it. The agony pushes us into wobbly, cursive living. But Jesus gives us a copybook to trace over his own life, and he gives us the power, the strength for one more day of prayer to God and prayer for our enemies. He's with us. He's shepherding our souls. For he is the good news. He is the gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.